Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hello and welcome to the Dork Forest. This is Jackie Cation. You know the websites, JackieCation.com, DorkForest.com, TheDorkForest.com, FamilyPetAncestry.com, for no particular reason, except I thought it was funny. So if you go to FamilyPetAncestry.com, brings you over to my website. Thanks for listening, folks. The credits, of course. Patrick Brady's going to fix this audio, bless his heart. Mike Rickberg composed and sang the intro song, and he will sing again at the end, the lyrics to the Mexican Hat Dance. He sings in the beginning with his girlfriend, Sarah Cohen. Lovely, talented. Vilmos fixes my website, JackieCation.com, and he could do yours if you're looking for some help. Anyway, you can go to the website and you can order merch. There are Ranger of the Dork Forest, Dork Forest t-shirts, my CD and DVD. My newest DVD CD, This Will Make an Excellent Horcrux, was number 4 on Vulture.com, was number 2 on Bullseye on NPR with Jesse Thorne. Getting some love is what I'm saying. Under the Gun, I was number 4 as well, .com, for best comedy specials of the year. So you can get the DVD on JackieCation.com. You can get the CD on Amazon or iTunes or whatever. And other than that, you can donate to the show. That's right. $10 a month gives me $100 a year, which makes you a super fan and is very exciting for me. And it pays for audio and video and cashews and chocolate and rent and food and whatever else. But if you appreciate the show and you can donate, please do. If you just want to order stuff, that's fine too. And if you just want to listen and tell people about it, that is also as well. Thanks a lot for listening, you guys. Stand-up dates all on JackieCation.com. Let's get into it.
At RBC Wealth Management, social responsibility starts at the top. As a part of the Royal Bank of Canada, RBC has been recognized among the world's financial, social, and environmental corporate leaders. Our sense of responsibility extends to our reputation for putting clients' interests first. My personal commitment is to help you achieve your financial goals by also considering sustainable and responsible investing strategies. To learn more, visit www.darlacashian.com. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Member NYSE, FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, it's Jackie Cation. Welcome to the Dork Forest. I am in a very loud restaurant. There's going to be eating. You guys, calm down. If you can't take it, feel free to go listen to an old episode with Ken Jennings or something. But I'm sitting here with Andy Levitt. LiveNation.com is who you work for.
Yeah, I work for Live Nation.
Excellent.
LiveNation.com, correct.
It's true. I think of you as the Karl Rove of comedy, because you're behind the scenes.
I am behind the scenes. That's kind of where I like to be.
That's where you're a puppet master.
Yeah. Just work with incredibly talented people such as yourself.
Thank you very much. And, that is the smoke I wish to have received. Yeah. I appreciate that.
And then laugh backstage and get yelled at daily by business people.
Excellent. You're constantly soothing the ruffled feathers of various theater venues.
Right.
It's because now we met because of Brian Regan.
Correct.
But you just did Nick Swartzen's new special.
Yeah, we did Nick's tour, and that special I think comes out in April.
Okay, that's exciting.
We have other tour. We do I work on Lewis Black's tour.
Oh, that's neat.
So Lewis constantly works. Work on Daniel Tosh when he works.
Right.
Joe,
and Chappelle, kind of?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
You split with that other guy.
It's really my boss,
okay.
Jeff Wills. Jeff Wills is the king of comedy.
Excellent.
President of Live Nation Comedy, and he's known Dave from ages and ages, so he works on Dave.
Oh, okay.
He's like Dave's guy, and we all work together. Jeff kind of runs the ship, and we kind of just make
You're
it happen.
You're midshipman.
Yeah,
you're
I guess
up in the
yeah.
mast,
exactly.
Calling coordinates to the leaders.
Yeah, from Missoula, Montana to Washington D.C. So
yes. So every time that we have been in the same bus, theater, restaurant, or whatever, you have wanted to discuss some sporting event.
Yeah, it's typically, well, it helps that Brian's a big sports fan.
Yeah, well, that does help. I don't think he's as big of a sports fan as you are.
No, he's definitely not.
I don't know anyone who is,
yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, I'm a huge sports nut, and it gets a... It's borderline ridiculous.
It's awesome. And this is the safest space to go there.
Yeah.
Last night, first thing you said to me, went to a hockey game last night.
Yeah.
The next time I tuned into your conversation, you were discussing baseball. An hour later, it was basketball.
Yeah.
And 20 minutes after that, it was football.
Yeah.
So, welcome to the world of American sports.
Yeah.
You went and saw a hockey game. What hockey game? We're in Phoenix.
Yeah, we're in Phoenix where it's 30 degrees right now, which is
kind of weirdly.
Yeah,
and you're from Philly.
I'm originally from Baltimore.
Baltimore, okay.
But I worked in Philly for a while.
Yeah.
Veg.
Yes.
Yes.
Carrot.
Carrot. Regular weird veg.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
But, yeah, so I worked. I grew up in Baltimore, went to college in D.C. and lived in Philly for 7 years, and then now I'm in L.A. But, yeah, I went to a hockey game, took my dad to the Phoenix Coyotes.
The Coyotes?
Battling the Philadelphia Flyers.
Okay.
Two horrific hockey teams right now. But a good...
Neither one of them are good.
Neither one of them are good this season.
Okay.
But
how
it was a good game.
How many people are on a hockey team?
That's actually a good question. I think maybe 10?
10.
Is that about right? 8 to 10?
They field a bunch.
Yeah.
They field 8 to 10-ish.
What do you think?
It's very good. I'm having the V18 here. What is the name of this restaurant?
Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club. Not the movie. Phoenix. It's a really good restaurant.
We're doing a podcast show.
Oh.
Yeah, we're doing a pod.
All right. So hockey game, 8 to 10 people. Both teams were bad. But it was incredible. It was awesome. It was
the
first time
they were evenly matched.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a very good game, and it was the first time I ever sat on the glass. So we were like front row glass.
Oh wow!
So like when those ridiculously huge padded players get thrown up against the glass at 40 miles per hour skating,
right?
It was pretty awesome.
Okay.
My dad was freaked out.
Oh, was he? Because he just gets shocked every
time.
Yeah,
like literally the boards come into you, so it's.
Oh, okay. Is it like plexiglass or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So if you're like just happen to be on your phone and not paying attention, and then all of a sudden your 200-pound behemoth comes running into the boards, you know?
Right, right.
But yeah, it was awesome. But I'm a big hockey fan. It's a, you know, I have my teams. Being from Baltimore, I'm a big, huge, diehard Baltimore Orioles fan.
Okay, that's baseball though, right?
That's baseball.
Okay.
And
does Baltimore have a hockey team?
We have the Washington Capitals, which I guess are assumed to be the Baltimore team.
Okay, fair enough.
There's a minor league hockey team in Baltimore. It was when I was a kid, we would go to the minor league hockey.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The Baltimore Skipjacks.
The Skipjacks.
The Skipjacks.
What is a Skipjack?
I'm not exactly sure. The Skipjack was basically a way for parents to take their kids to a $8 horrible event on a Saturday night.
Oh, fair enough.
That's
so
pretty much
get you out of the house.
Yeah, you go to see minor league hockey. And at the Baltimore...
There's probably more fighting in minor league than there is in...
Yeah, I do recall them being a lot of fights when I would go through the games as a kid.
Which I'm told is part of the draw. Some people find that to be the draw of it.
Yeah, but hockey is definitely a sport that... The fights are cool, don't get me wrong, but it's an incredibly skilled sport. To be there live, to see how fast they are...
Yeah,
and
that's
just
the cool.
And, like, if you go ice skating with your husband or something...
Yes.
I go ice skating. I'm like tired by going around once.
Right.
These people are like skating in pads for an hour and a half.
Right.
100 games a season or something. You know,
wow.
It's crazy.
And backwards.
Yeah. And
I saw The Cutting Edge, which is was a romantic comedy about a figure skater and a hockey player who fall in love. It was one of the great '90s. terrible. So it sort of looked like the rich man's Paul.
Yeah.
Jeremy Piven.
The Ishtar of hockey?
Yes. Like, Eddie Pepitone talked to me about hockey for a while, and he said that one of the things he liked was the sheer visceral kind of testosterone of it.
I've liked, I've gotten into hockey a lot more over the past few years.
Okay.
It wasn't a sport that I really, like I said, we go to the skipjack games or something as a kid, but you really couldn't follow the skipjacks, you know? It's,
right.
like, tough to get into, like, minor league hockey and follow the players.
Yeah.
But, and the Capitals were in Washington, so that was, like, an hour or so away.
Okay.
So, it was really, growing up in Baltimore, they didn't really appreciate them or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just really gotten into hockey a lot more since living in L.A. And
when you get into any team,
yeah.
it's the people, you sort of start to get to know the personalities of the
players. Yeah, I think, yeah.
You like, pick a team in a sport and yeah, sort of get into that?
Yeah, I think that's how mostly I was. I mean, growing up in Baltimore for the Orioles, you know,
yeah.
being a kid and having Cal Ripken is like...
Oh, yeah.
You know, having him is like, I'll never, you know, when he broke the streak for the most games played.
Yeah.
You know, beat Lou Gehrig's record. I remember I was in high school. And it was just like such a big deal in Baltimore. And people yeah. were like, well, how big of a deal was it? And we had a math teacher, Mr. Vraney, who was like the world's biggest, like, stickler and just not a good dude.
Okay.
Like, just made your life miserable in math
Super
class.
Bossy. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I sucked at math in high school. And, like, not a good dude. Didn't enjoy being there. And I remember the night that Cal Ripken broke the streak, we go in the class, and Mr. Vraney says, your homework tonight is to watch Cal Ripken breaking the streak. And I'm like, that's how important Cal Ripken is, if the biggest asshole teacher isn't letting you, isn't giving us homework on algebra problems.
Right. It's, I know, because when I was a kid, Hank Aaron played for the Brewers.
Okay.
And it was a big deal, and I know that... one of my grandmothers went to the last game that before he retired.
Yeah.
And she brought me the program. It was I remember thinking, what is a program? And learning from baseball
right.
what a program was.
The other cool thing about a few of my friends have come kind of done a lot since we've been huge sports fans. It's one thing to know all the people like Cal Ripken.
Yeah.
But we take pride in knowing the horrifically bad scrubs on every team.
Right. Are you still an Orioles fan?
Yeah, a huge Orioles fan. I mean, this year I thought they were going to go to the World Series.
Yeah.
Kansas City Royals ruined my dreams to the point where when they were playing in the championship series against Kansas City, I could have gone.
Okay.
But I was so confident we were going to go to the World Series that I wanted to keep my resources for the World Series. And I was ready to take off of work and just leave Los Angeles for a week. And go to every
all of your money on the World Series.
Yes, and go to every like fly to San Francisco, you know, and fly
we're
back
in 7 games.
Yeah, if it went to 7 games,
right.
It could go 4. But I was willing to go however many games it took.
Okay,
and just go coast to coast.
Right. When was the last time the Orioles were in the series?
1983. They beat the Philadelphia Phillies.
Oh, okay.
And so I was 6 years old then.
Okay.
And I went to a game, but my dad took me and my uncle. But I have very little recollection of it.
Right. But you know that you went.
I know that I went, and I have a pennant in my office from the 83 World Series.
Oh, very nice. Very
and that
nice.
Was Cal Ripken's, he was a rookie in 82, so that's when Cal Ripken, was on the team. Right here.
Thank you.
Ketchup?
Yeah,
Cal Ripken was on the team. Eddie Murray, number 33.
Okay.
For the Baltimore Orioles. Over 500 home runs in his career, Hall of Famer.
Nice. I know, I think I've told this story before, which was in 82, the Brewers went to the series.
Yes.
And my brother Phil was selling knockoff World Series buttons at the game, and he had 100 left when he was going back to Minneapolis, and so he gave them to me to sell in school.
Right.
And I sold almost all of them. I got called into the principal's office. I had about 6 left. So I'd made like $90 that day. And the principal was like, hey, you know that, and I was gutsy stuff. I wore one of the buttons into the principal's office.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, here you're selling these buttons that you're wearing right there. And I said, that's one of the last ones. You want one? They're $1. And he was like, you know, it's not okay, Jackie. You're not supposed to sell things at school. And I said, and yet, we sell all kinds of nonsense for the band. And and he was like, yeah, those are fundraisers. And I said, this is indeed a fundraiser. And he was like, get out of my office and
yeah.
give me that button. So I gave him the button, so he must have been into it. And
That's awesome.
So that...
So I went to that World Series, but I went to a World Series in high school as well. Cleveland Indians, Atlanta Braves.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you.
The first time the Indians went to the World Series in some ridiculous amount of time. Like, horrible franchise. Never made it to a World Series. Finally made it back in 95.
Right.
Played the Braves. Went, and I have a close family that lives in Cleveland. My birthday is in late October, so it's always typically during the World Series.
Oh, okay.
So my family in Cleveland for a birthday present got me a ticket. My parents, as a birthday present, flew me out there. So I remember going to the game.
By yourself?
Well, no. I went,
oh, thank God.
With my family.
Okay,
In Cleveland.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
So go to the game. It goes 13 innings. Eddie Murray, who's now in Cleveland at the end of his career,
okay,
former Oriole, gets the game-winning hit in the bottom of the 12th.
Wow.
People were going crazy.
Yep.
So we get back to my family's house in Cleveland at like 1 in the morning, go to sleep. My flight's like at 8 a.m. The next day, I'm back in class, in science class, by noon.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like the greatest 24 hours for like a... For a baseball nerd, you know?
Right, totally.
Like, I show up late, and the teacher's like, why are you late? I was like, I was at the World Series last night in Cleveland, and the guy, he just, like, looked at me like, just go sit down.
Yeah, right. You could be telling the truth.
Yeah.
You're in high school.
So, so that's another World Series. So I've been to two World Series games, so I feel very fortunate.
Yeah. I kind of like the idea of you going alone. It was like, no, I need to... Have you been to sporting events by yourself?
Yeah, I've been to... I went to an Orioles game, actually, this year by myself.
No one else could go, or...?
Well, I was back in Baltimore for a friend's wedding.
Okay.
And so there were a lot of... Everything was at night for the wedding, and during the day, I was, like, staying near the stadium, and I woke up, and I wasn't sure if I was going to go... Because I had went the night before with all my friends.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. All right.
There you go.
So you've been to several games.
I flew into Baltimore for this wedding, and I'm like, all right, the Orioles are in town. I'm going to every game I can possibly go to.
Awesome.
So I went with a bunch of friends the night before. And then next morning I wake up, and it was a day game. The wedding was at night, so I had I had the day to kill. And it was hot out, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
So I got up and...
Is it an outdoor stadium?
Yeah, Camden Yards, beautiful, okay. Awesome ballpark. You know, it was the first new ballpark.
Okay.
In that phase, every stadium that's been new has kind of been replicated in some form off of the design at Camden Yards.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So I decided to go and just went alone, and it was awesome. There's just something cool about it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's slow.
It's very slow, but it's very... I like that.
Is it soothing?
I like... It's analytical to me. It's like strategy. Like, you see, why are they doing this? Why are they doing that? Very statistical.
Why are they doing things? What are they doing?
Well, it's like...
I thought it was a very simple game. You hit the ball, you catch the ball, you throw the ball.
I feel like there's a lot of strategy involved, though. It's like, what...
I think there is.
Yeah, no, like, why do you pitch to this person, you know?
Okay.
Different situations, if there's like a runner on base, what do you do, you know?
Okay.
There's a lot more strategy involved.
So there's a lot of being aware of your surroundings.
Correct, yeah.
But it feels so much slower than any other game in the world.
Absolutely.
Except for probably cricket.
It's weird, like, watching it on TV, I do, because mm-hmm. I'm a baseball junkie, mm-hmm. but I can understand how most people can't.
Right. Right.
But going there, there's just something like soothing about being there, you know, it's like my mind just totally, problems go away.
Oh, that's great.
Problems go away.
It's
and the junk food's always good too.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, you sit there and you have a beer.
Yeah.
And you might have a popcorn or a hot dog or some damn thing.
Well, that's the other thing, there's the food component too. I'm kind of a foodie too. Different stadiums have different things.
I think the Dodgers have sushi and stuff, right?
Yeah, they have some of that. More in, like, the club levels.
Okay.
But to me, Dodgers are Dodger dogs. The best hot dog in all baseball.
What is it?
I don't know what's
have
in
you
there.
Have you been to many stadiums? How many stadiums have you been to?
Wow.
More than 10?
Yeah.
How many teams are there?
A lot.
Okay.
Really good for them right
have
now.
You ever been, were you ever in at Milwaukee, the
I haven't,
Stadium?
No, I have not been to
Miller
Milwaukee.
Park or whatever
I haven't been
called.
To Milwaukee. I've been to Wrigley.
Chicago, yeah.
Been to Wrigley, Comiskey, both Chicago's.
Okay.
Minnesota, Cleveland, San Francisco, Dodger Stadium, Anaheim, Baltimore.
Okay.
Phillies.
Okay.
National Stadium in D.C. So I've been to quite a few.
The Yankee?
I have not been to Yankee Stadium, which is crazy.
That is
as
crazy.
As big a baseball fan as I am, I've not been to Yankee Stadium, and I've not been to Fenway Park.
Oh, wow.
So I need to knock those out ASAP.
Right. You got to get on that. It's, but they're, and so the food, like, what's the good food in Baltimore?
Baltimore has a section called Boog's Barbecue, named after Boog Powell, first baseman in the 1670s.
Okay.
So they named, Boog Powell was like this Babe Ruth type Oriole, you know, like.
What's his first name?
Boog. B-O-O-G.
Oh, B-O-G?
B-O-O-G.
Boog. Boog. Okay.
I'm sure that's not his real name. I'm hoping that's his real name.
Right, you're hoping his mom saw him and said, yes,
this looks
Boog.
Like a Boog, yeah.
Boog?
Yeah.
What's his last name?
Powell.
Powell. P-O-W?
Correct. E-L-L.
Oh, Powell.
Powell,
okay,
yeah.
Powell. There we go.
My Baltimore accent, you're trying to decipher.
Right, you're making it all one syllable.
That's right, yeah.
No, it's just fine.
But, yeah, so he was kind of just this big first baseman for the Orioles, kind of overweight, big personality, likes to eat.
Yeah.
So he created Boog's Barbecue, which is right in Camden Yards, right where the warehouse is. So that's always become like a big fan favorite.
Okay.
Of good barbecue. Nothing like sitting out in 90 degrees and the humidity and eating barbecue.
And eating hot, messy, weird meat.
Yeah, and then there's also, you know, being Maryland, crabs are obviously a big deal.
Oh, right.
So they have crab cakes. They kind of create things. This year, I did not try this because I wanted to enjoy the game rather than being sick.
Oh, God.
But they have like a foot-long hot dog topped with crab meat and macaroni and cheese. Which sounds amazing, but not amazing.
Not amazing.
Yeah.
There's a thing in L.A. called the Okie Dog.
Right.
And it is two hot dogs in a, I think it's in a pita. And it's got chili, pastrami, and cheese on it. And it's $3.50. And the first bite, you're like, I am in heaven.
Right.
The second bite, you are full.
Right.
And the third bite, you're ill. Yeah. You're just like...
Your left ventricle is closed.
Pastrami, chili, and two hot dogs. It's and cheese. It's the dumbest.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's a front for something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, in San Francisco, what do they have? Any idea what they have there offhand?
I remember in San Francisco they had just a lot of ridiculously good food.
Their airport is amazing, too.
Like sushi, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like just they had the basics like hot dogs, but really good food.
But if you wanted a chopped salad, you might be able to get one at the San Francisco.
Could get one, yeah.
What's the name of the San Francisco team?
The Giants.
Giants. Oh, didn't they win?
They won the World Series.
Okay. Isn't there a football team called the Giants too?
The New York Giants.
New York Giants.
The San Francisco Giants. And
nobody has any problem that they're both Giants. Everybody's okay.
Yeah, I think
with
everybody's
it?
Cool with it. Yeah, one of the best World Series this year ever, in my opinion.
Oh yeah.
So like, basically, baseball is pretty much a team sport, in my opinion.
Okay.
But in this World Series in particular, we saw one person dominate so much that, in reality, I think one person won the World Series.
Really? What was that person's name?
Madison Bumgarner, starting pitcher for the Giants. So he pitched three games, and then the last game he just threw more innings and pitches than somebody's arm should be able to handle.
Right, right.
And he was just unhittable. It was unbelievable. It was like just it'll never be done again.
Was it like literally a statistics dream where where it was unhittable, or
yes.
Did he just like some people hit things but it didn't matter? Was there good fielding too, or
yeah, there was good fielding. So I guess that's where the team aspect comes in. But he really
because he didn't strike everybody out.
No,
it wasn't
correct.
A no hitter.
Correct.
That's one of the things about baseball that I've been told is that drives some people crazy is that the perfect game. Nothing happens.
Right.
But it's a game of keep away with your 7-year-old nephew.
Exactly.
Is what it is.
And yeah, you could have a... You could go to a no-hitter, and then somebody finally gives up a hit in the ninth inning.
Yeah.
And everybody gives him a standing ovation. You just... You're
right.
Like giving him a standing ovation because of his achievement, but you just sat there for 2 hours and watched nothing happen.
Right. You watched just balls, ball,
yeah.
Ball, ball.
Right. But...
It's. Have you ever seen a no-hitter?
I've never seen a no-hitter in person.
Okay, have you ever seen a grand slam?
Very interesting story, nugget of information.
Well, good for me for going there. I'm an interviewer.
Yeah. So, this has to be some crazy statistic. Grand slams don't happen very often.
Right, because the bases have to be loaded
bases,
and then somebody has to
correct, hit
the
home run.
Hit the home run so everybody gets 4 points.
Yeah. So it doesn't happen very often. I mean, it happens, but not very often. So I went to a bunch of baseball games this past summer. In a period of the summer, I went to 6 games. Okay? In that 6 game span, I saw 5 grand slams.
Whoa!
Now, even more of a nugget of info.
Right.
Back to being the complete nerd in statistics. This is one of the greatest days of my life. I saw the only time this has ever happened in baseball history, ever, is that the starting pitcher and the starting catcher both hit a home run in the same game.
Wow. For the same team?
I'm sorry. Starting pitcher, starting catcher, both hit grand slams.
There were two grand slams in one game.
And one was the starting pitcher. The pitchers are typically never good hitters.
Right. Were they great teams, or were they just kind of playing crummy teams? I mean, when I say crummy, these are professionals. These are professionals who would be better than anyone I've ever seen play.
Yeah. No, it was, they were good teams. So the Giants are the ones that hit the home run, hit the grand slams.
And they were playing...
I don't even remember who they were playing, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
The Padres, maybe.
All right.
Who actually are not that great of a team. But even still. It was Buster Posey is the catcher.
Okay.
Very, very good player. And then Madison Bumgarner.
Yeah.
Who I just mentioned in the World Series. He was the pitcher that hit the home run.
Oh, and he got... Oh, my gosh.
So it was pretty
amazing. Must have been very happy for himself.
Yeah, it was crazy.
After being just a great pitcher, is to get a good hit, too.
So those are 2 in one game.
Yeah.
Then I go to an Angels game a few weeks later with the very funny Gary Brightwell.
Oh, yeah. Who I just met.
Yeah. And we saw Mike Trout, their best player, hit a grand slam to win the game.
Oh, wow.
In the bottom of the 9th inning.
Oh, my gosh.
So that place went crazy. All right, so now I'm at 2 games, 3 grand slams.
Yeah.
Then I go to Baltimore. Then I go to this trip to Baltimore.
Right.
Okay? Go with my friends. Grand slam that night.
Yeah.
Chris Davis hits a grand slam.
Oh, my God. All right, then.
That's 4.
Okay.
And then I go to the game that I went to alone.
Oh, right. And there was a grand slam.
And the bases were loaded, and I'm saying to myself, this guy's going to hit a grand slam.
Wow.
And what do you know? Grand slam. So 5-5. It was crazy.
That is crazy.
So all my friends were like, you need to come to as many games as possible, you know?
Right. Well, for some reason, I am drawn to watching the Green Bay Packers.
Right.
Against my very will sometimes. But we had a DVR, and I would pause the game and go do a lap around the house and then, you know, just watch it. And I would be on delay. And I noticed that they would win because I was raised with all these superstitions.
Right.
That they would win if I didn't watch them in real time. And I made that comment once on Twitter. And, like, there's, you know, I have 10 people follow me on Twitter who are from Wisconsin who are like, please never watch the game on real time again. And I was like, oh, okay, all right. And because they take it very, everyone takes their sports things very seriously. It's just, I mean, it's just fun to I guess, have these giant, incredibly talented athletes and think of them as your friends or your team. It's weird.
For sure.
Now, we talk hockey, we talk baseball.
Yeah.
Basketball, football, we're in football season.
Correct.
Big
Ravens fan, Baltimore Ravens.
Ravens, okay.
Now, it's interesting because Baltimore used to have the Colts.
Okay.
And I was a kid when they left Baltimore.
Okay.
I never went to any games, but I remember my dad took me to a practice. The Colts practice facility was literally 5 minutes from my house.
Okay.
So my dad took me to a practice once. And the story with the Colts leaving, they literally left Baltimore heartbroken. My dad, like, his generation.
Yeah.
The owner, this is before, you know, internet and all that stuff. You know?
Okay.
So the owner of the team left in the middle of the night, in the middle of a snowstorm. People in Baltimore found out they didn't have a football team the next morning. They packed the trucks up and left.
And he went into hiding?
What happened? No, they moved to Indianapolis.
Indianapolis?
That Indianapolis Colts, though.
Oh, okay.
Colts. So, but, yeah, people literally woke up the next day and were like, we don't have a football team anymore. And, like, this is a storied franchise. This is a storied franchise that won Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Johnny Unitas, one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
What year did they leave?
What was that?
Or
that was
what decade?
In the 80s.
It was in the 80s? The Colts left.
Yeah.
Baltimore to go to Indianapolis.
Correct.
Okay. And then how many years did Baltimore not have a football team?
A long time.
Okay.
I should know this, but we didn't get a football team until, I'm going to say maybe like 98 or something like that.
Oh, at least 10 years?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we won the Super Bowl in 2000 to beat the Giants. Yeah, I think it was around 97, 98. We tried to get a football team.
Okay.
Originally, an NFL team, and we didn't get it. The NFL awarded the Jacksonville Jaguars that they became the new team.
Right. So, the South doesn't really have any teams, do they?
Carolina Panthers.
Tennessee.
Dolphins. Miami Dolphins.
What are the Titans?
Tennessee.
Okay.
Miami Dolphins. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So there's some teams down there.
There's some teams down
there. New Orleans Saints.
Okay.
But,
And how many... Aren't there only 16 teams, football teams? Is that right? Does that sound right?
I don't think that sounds right.
Okay, there's more than that?
Maybe a little more. I should know this, but it's early in the morning.
It is early in the morning. And it's New Year's Eve.
That's right. But, So the Colts left in the middle of the night. So my dad... You know, we didn't have a football team, so my dad and a lot of Baltimore Colts fans just made it clear to their children...
Yep.
...that you can like football...
Yep.
...but there's two very important things.
Okay.
You are not going to like the Colts.
You cannot like the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah. And you cannot like the Washington Redskins. Because they were, like, our closest team.
Right.
But there's just kind of this tiff.
Right.
You know, like, they... You
what about the Washington Negroes? Does anyone like the Washington Negroes?
Right.
It seems like such a terrible...
Well, it gives me great pride now. The Washington Redskins are such a horrific franchise.
Right, and just full of just tool bag owners.
Yeah, complete dysfunction, and their owners, like, the world's biggest asshole.
Right.
Like...
Is it a tiny triumph of your soul?
Yeah, it is. Every time something bad happens in the news, because I have a few friends that are Redskins fans, and I just constantly bray them. I'm like... Your team is horrific.
On every level.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Your owner is just a complete... Like, I always tell people, I firmly believe that Daniel Snyder wants to win a Super Bowl so bad.
Yeah.
But he just doesn't have the skill set or anything.
Okay.
But I really believe if they told him, all right, you can win the Super Bowl, but you have to kill your family, he would kill his family.
Oh, my God.
He is not a good person.
Is he the owner?
Yes.
Is that the name of the owner?
Yes.
All right.
He is not a good person.
He's really everything I've heard him quoted as saying. You're just like, even the football players on the team have said, we don't care what it's called. If it's offending people, whatever. Did you ever see that Any Given Sunday, the Oliver Stone football movie with, I think, Dennis Quaid and Jamie Foxx? Jamie, I don't know. But I love their uniforms. The NFL did not sanction that movie because Oliver Stone had just put out some other political dribble. And not dribble, but just, you know, clearly there was clearly what was happening. But the names of the team were awesome.
Yeah.
You can crib from that movie and get an awesome football jersey design, a logo design. Yeah, you don't have to. Yeah. Why don't you grow a pair? What's his name?
Daniel Snyder.
Dork Forest Rangers.
I kind of say that in jest, obviously, but...
No.
Even Redskins fans feel like that franchise just needs... Like, they should be a good franchise.
Right,
they just don't have it together.
Yeah, they're in a big city.
Yeah, and they've been around for a very long time.
And people love football in Washington, D.C.
That's right. And they're very frustrated now.
Yes.
But, and it's that dichotomy of, like, I'm a Ravens fan. It's a very well-run organization. Minus the Ray Rice scandal.
Okay. Ray Rice is... What did he just do? Rape somebody?
No, he's the running back that knocked his wife unconscious in the elevator.
Oh, in the elevator.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, right. He didn't dog fight.
Right.
He was the batterer. But he wasn't the guy who beat his child.
Right.
Yeah, who was the guy who beat his child?
It's funny. Well, not funny, but...
It's funny, not
the NFL,
funny.
The NFL clearly has their problems with some of their players.
Right.
And
it's a pretty aggressive game.
Yeah, it's a violent game.
Yes.
Some of the players obviously have some issues.
Right.
And in, but,
and nobody's ever mentioned, by the way, sorry to interrupt, yeah. but nobody's ever mentioned, they are, those gentlemen are clearly on steroids. Right, that is not, I mean, no, everyone cares about baseball.
Yeah.
But nobody cares about football. They're monsters. They're like 7 foot, yeah. 350 pound monsters.
They're very big people.
Yeah, and steroids make you super aggressive.
Super aggressive.
And they're hitting each other in the head all the time, and so their brains are broken. Yeah, there's a lot of things that could be done for football, I think.
So, this is something I thought about the other day. I was reading, a friend told me about hockey in the NHL.
Yeah.
There's 10 players recently that have been diagnosed with the mumps. I didn't even know the mumps were still a thing.
Right, everybody has them when they're kids.
Right, so 10 professional hockey players right now
men
have the mumps.
Men in
their 20s. 20s to 30s have the mumps.
That's super dangerous.
Yeah, very dangerous. But I said to myself, this is the NHL, that's their problem. The NHL has mumps. Like some sort of disease that you thought was like in the medieval times that we have vaccines for now.
Right.
We have the, they have the mumps, and the NFL commissioner is like pulling his hair out saying, why can't I only have the mumps?
Right, why
I have people knocking their girlfriends unconscious in elevators.
Exactly, and beating their children and...
Yeah, and murders
and
at the Super Bowl.
And shooting people. Yeah.
So I'm a big Ravens fan, and they've won two Super Bowls in their young existence.
Really?
And I went to the last Super Bowl, in they played the 49ers a few years ago.
Okay.
I got to go to the Super Bowl, so knocked that off my bucket list.
Nice.
That was the Super Bowl where the power went out.
Oh, wow.
In New Orleans. So,
in New Orleans, that's right.
Yeah, where Beyonce...
It was right after the big hurricane, right? Katrina?
No, that was years later.
Okay.
Years before.
Okay. Oh, it was before the Katrina?
Or no, it was after Katrina.
It was after Katrina.
Katrina was years before.
But years before, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the hurricane had nothing to
do with it. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I thought, yeah.
Maybe because you're like, power goes out, hurricane.
Hurricane, yes.
Really, the power going out.
They wanted to be supportive,
this
so
was,
they decided to have the Super Bowl in a town that needed the work.
This was Hurricane Beyonce. That's what took the power out.
Oh, Beyonce's singing?
She was the halftime show, so I don't know. I mean, I don't think they've ever just said what happened, but I think... Her production was just so big.
Oh, right. That they plugged it in.
Yeah, and with
it.
All the other power going on.
Yep.
It Beyonce basically...
Knocked out the power.
Knocked out the power in the Super Bowl.
Fair enough.
So, yeah. So, big Ravens fan. They made it in the playoffs. They snuck into the playoffs. I shouldn't say they snuck in. You know, they got a little bit of help, but...
Were they a wild card?
They're a wild card.
There you go.
They played the Steelers this Saturday, who's our biggest rival.
Okay.
In Pittsburgh. Two teams literally hate each other.
Okay.
So it'll be a great game. We're not expected to win, but I think feel like we always play better in that situation.
Okay.
So I think we have a shot.
Right. It'll at least be an interesting game, you think?
Absolutely.
All right.
So I'm a big Ravens fan. I'm a big football fan. But college football, I'm not... That's the one sport I'm not that into, just because where I went to school, we didn't have a team.
Where'd you go to school?
American University in D.C.
Okay.
Small school.
Yeah, yeah, a bunch of brainiac nerds.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Bunch of guys reading books and stuff.
Yeah. And a nerded alumni, the guy from Wolf of Wall Street, actually.
Okay,
we should
the
be
actor?
Honored. That, no, the real guy.
Oh, the real Wolf.
Not Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio. You went to college?
Yeah. The real guy.
The real, the horrible.
Yeah, so I like to think the first scam he had was probably like ripping off somebody at like the dining hall or something.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, I'm sure he was selling fake dining hall cards.
Right.
And,
but, yeah, we didn't have a college football team. In fact, we had sweatshirts in the school store that said American football, still undefeated.
Still undefeated.
We never had a team.
You remember at Harvard, a couple of friends of mine went to Harvard, and they said that their football team, whenever they would lose, the entire stands would start chanting, "We don't care, it's okay, you're going to work for us one day." That's the chant at Harvard, which makes, of course, an entire pile of 20-year-old tool
right.
bags. And you're like, you're not your finest hour, gentlemen, ladies.
Yeah.
So
baseball's my top. Football's, during football season, it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, because there's three games a week, right? On television.
Yeah, well, there's Monday night, and then...
Thursday night now.
Once you get to a certain point in the season, they do Thursday night.
Okay.
And then there's always games Sunday.
Okay.
And once the playoffs start, it's Saturday, Sunday. But
when is the Super Bowl this year? January?
No, it's like, I think it's February 1, actually. Whatever that last Saturday is.
Okay.
Sunday.
Yeah, I think it's the first
might be February. Yeah, it might be February
1st. Second, yeah.
It's in Phoenix this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We are here right now in Phoenix.
So, yeah, we'll see.
I am, by the way, here with Andy Levitt. Let's tell people again that your name is Andy Levitt. And you work at Live Nation Comedy, and you work at the comedy. Did you ever work in the Live Nation music? Do you ever get to see those? Because you love music, too.
I do love music.
I don't mean to weed off before we get to things like basketball and wrestling.
We got to get in the wrestling.
Okay. It's a basketball. Big fan of the Washington Senators? Is that because you're from Baltimore?
Basketball you're talking about?
Yeah.
The Washington Wizards.
Oh, I...
The Senators used to be the old baseball team.
I think
that's why I'm here.
Don't they play
that's
the Harlem Globetrotters?
You're right. I was thinking
that's
the Senators...
That's because they're not a real team.
Actors.
they're physical actors. I thought it was a good lead into wrestling.
You're right. I didn't get that. My bad. I didn't pick up on it.
No worries.
My roommate in college was actually marketing director for many years for the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So did you get to see the Harlem Globetrotters ever play?
Not as an adult.
Okay. Oh, as a child?
Yeah, my dad took me to the game. Dude, that's like the demo, you know?
Yeah, that's it.
You're seeing actors.
Right, you're seeing people do a theater event.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like going to medieval days.
Yeah, it's like having a basketball player steal popcorn from you while you're sitting there and dribble the ball at the same time.
I would love to see that.
Yeah.
I bet you that's a really fun game to watch.
Yeah, right.
And though you always know who's going to win.
Exactly, right.
So who's your basketball team?
So growing up is kind of the same thing. Before I was born... My dad was a kid in Baltimore. The Bullets... It was the Baltimore Bullets.
Oh, right. Oh, that's right. And they changed the name because Bullets were too angry.
Well, they went... So they were the Baltimore Bullets with players like Wes Unsell back in the day when my dad was a kid. Then that team moved to Washington. So Baltimore didn't have a team. They became Washington close enough. So I think a lot of Baltimore people stayed fans of... Kind of the anti-Redskins story.
Yeah, yeah.
But they just stayed fans of the Bullets, the Washington Bullets.
And they changed their name to the Wizards. I remember that.
Yeah. Well,
oh, wait. There's a step in between?
Yeah, no. They changed their name to the Wizards. And like you said, it had something to do with the connotation of bullets. And And to this day, I think one of the only funny jokes I've ever heard Jay Leno say.
Yeah.
Is Jay Leno said that if they wanted to change the name to get the crime connotation out of it, they should have taken out Washington.
Oh, that's hilarious. The funniest joke I ever heard about the Washington Wizards was I'm very sorry, whatever comic who told this joke, but it was 12 years ago, so hopefully you're still writing. It was the fact that wizards are super, super powerful and dangerous. And they are not bullets. Bullets are fine, but bullets can't kill wizards.
Right.
And so... and I ruined the joke, so that person's act is safe.
That's good for me. But no, so yeah, NBA, I like college basketball a lot more than professional basketball.
Now, did the American University have a basketball team?
Yes, we were pretty bad.
Okay.
When I was there, but it was still exciting. I think March Madness, as long as you're Division I, which we were.
Yeah.
March Madness, I think, is one of the most exciting 2 weeks in sports.
Really?
Because you just have schools that you've never heard of.
Right.
That get into this tournament. There's 65 teams that get into this tournament.
65?
Correct. There's a play-in game.
Yep.
So, and then they, you know, they have it seeded by like, so, you know, Duke might be a number one seed. They typically have a very good team.
Right.
And then they're going to be seeded up against number 16 seed, the worst seed.
Okay.
Which is like, I don't know, like Podunk State University in Southern
Utah.
Virginia.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And every once in a while you'll have... More than every once in a while, every tournament, you're always going to see these upsets.
Okay.
It happens and it's happening more and more frequently. A 16 has never beaten a 1.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to happen sooner than later.
Okay. And because, now, do you think that they beat them because the ones or the higher-ups go in kind of casual and they think, it's going to be fine?
There might be some to that, but I think a lot of it is just, you know, I think a lot of these teams that are lower seeds... Or the higher seeds, I should say. Well, the lower or higher, however you look at it, they're just so amped. This is their opportunity.
Oh, right.
Like, finally in the national spotlight, you know?
Right.
It's like for a team like... most of these guys are never going to go pro, but they're good basketball players. So this is their moment in the, you know...
In the sun,
to have their run. Yeah. Like George Mason a few years ago in Northern Virginia, nobody knew who they were.
Yeah.
And they ended up going to the Final Four, and it was like this run that was just incredible.
Did they win-win, or...
No, they
made it. They made it to the Final Four, though?
Correct, yeah.
Which I've heard those words. I've heard the words Final Four.
But, yeah, so college basketball is just super exciting, where I feel like the NBA, it's a very long season.
Yeah.
Players are spoiled, in my opinion. I mean, they're gazillionaires.
Right, right.
So
do they? But they're all like 25 years old, right? Except for Kobe LeBron, who just turned 40.
Kobe did.
Kobe turned 40, and he's still playing.
He still plays. Yeah. I mean, the crazy thing about Kobe is he didn't go to college. Kobe went right out of high school to the NBA.
So he's been playing for 22 years.
Yeah, just out of high school.
Out of high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really hope he bought land. Do we think he has good lawyers?
I think he has very good lawyers because he had a rape case.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God, that's right. Oh, Jesus.
The fact that he's still playing at 40 shows he has very good lawyers.
Now, are these guys on steroids, too, do you think?
I don't...
They kind of have to be
as well? No, I don't know. And I kind of... I don't know if a lot of the football players are, actually. Maybe we vaguely disagree.
You're beautifully naive. Those gentlemen are monsters.
Yeah, right.
They are the size of buildings. And I will say, it's... but it is... I mean, somebody tried to explain it to me once that baseball, they care about the steroids.
They do.
Because
yeah.
It's a statistics game.
Correct.
And you're screwing with the statistics.
Right.
And you're not taking that into effect. And it's affecting someone's spreadsheet because it doesn't have a column for steroids. And I was like, well, you could add a column for steroids.
And that's kind of my opinion. Like, look, it bothers me that people took steroids.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, Barry Bonds...
Yeah.
Who has the most home runs ever, beat Hank Aaron.
Yep.
But it's clearly he's on steroids.
Yeah.
And people are going to say he's never going to be allowed in the Hall of Fame.
Like Pete Rose.
Well, that wasn't for steroids, that was for gambling.
For gambling. Now, did he get convicted of that?
Yeah.
Or was that just hearsay?
No, Yeah. But even that, I feel like Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Like, he messed up, he's admitted it. And it's like, the guy had his greatest hitter of all time, you know, over 4,000, you know what I mean? It's like, let him be, you know?
Yeah. I mean, maybe they should induct him into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Green Day got in.
Right, just as a sort of a side note, they're like, you know what, you belong in a Hall of Fame? I know this. You lived more like a rock star than as a sports figure.
Yeah, that's
so you're in the Rock
and Roll. I like that idea. Anybody that did drugs, just throw them in the Rock and Roll.
Exactly.
Yeah. But Barry Bonds, the thing that bothers me about Barry Bonds is, I didn't do steroids, he said. He still, like, denies it.
Oh, okay.
All right, here's my rebuttal.
Yes.
As a prosecuting attorney.
Yes.
Your Honor, I like to point the diagram A. This is a picture of Barry Bonds' baseball card in 1986 when he played for the Pirates.
You're right.
His head is this big.
Right, the size of your pinky.
It's a peanut.
Yeah.
And he's a very skinny person.
Right.
And he was an amazing...
Steve Rogers before the Super Soldier Serum.
But an amazing baseball player still.
Still.
Now we go to when he broke Hank Aaron's record.
Right.
His head is the size of like a totem pole.
Right, and just a giant.
And he's a huge beast of a man. Your head should not get that big.
Yeah, your head really doesn't get much bigger.
And I also...
Your ears keep growing,
And this might be a little graphic, but I also think that they should just, like, if somebody is like thinks that they use steroids, because they say when you use steroids, like, your testicles shrink.
Right, drop trowel.
So they should just be like, please drop trowel. And I bet you that my gut is shriveled raisins.
Yes. You're like, clearly, you're... External primary sexual organs were not your priority for these last 20 years.
The defense rests.
The defense, right?
Yeah.
Holy smokes!
But
okay, so now let us get to wrestling because we're at 40.
Okay, cool.
So let's do it.
Yeah, we gotta do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've had a couple of different episodes about wrestling.
Okay.
Some people won't stop talking about wrestling.
Yeah.
People love wrestling. How is it different? What do you love about it that doesn't make you continue to go to the Harlem Globetrotter games?
When I was a kid, I was probably the world's biggest Hulk Hogan fan. I was like the biggest Hulkamaniac.
Okay.
And that was at the peak of Hulkamania.
Okay.
Like, I will still never forget. And I knew at a certain point it was fake, but I didn't care.
Right.
I will never forget when Hulk Hogan lifted and body slammed Andre the Giant in WrestleMania, WrestleMania 3 at the Silverdome.
Whoa! Andre the Giant was enormous.
He was seven foot 300-some pounds.
Yeah.
And nobody had ever, A, beaten him.
Right.
Or picked him up. That was like the big thing.
Right, because he's so big.
Yeah, and Hogan body slammed him and then beat him. And that was like the turn of like the passing the torch. That's when Hulkamania became Hulkamania.
Okay.
And that, I can still watch it, and I literally get goosebumps. Like, it's crazy. It's, like, ridiculous.
The greatest.
So, I never saw him, like, and, you know, we're in the business where you meet people.
Yeah.
I've met athletes, met comedians that I love and stuff like that, and actors. And I usually don't get starstruck. It's like, you know, you just deal with it. And then I'm at a Comedy Central roast a few years ago, David Hasselhoff's roast.
Okay.
And afterwards, we go backstage. And a coworker knows that I'm a big fan of Hulk Hogan.
Right.
Hogan was on the dais.
Okay.
And Hulk Hogan's backstage.
Wow.
And I'm like, I freeze.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just freezing as a 35-year-old person. And my coworker goes up to him and was like, excuse me, Mr. Hogan, can you get your picture with my friend Andy?
Yeah.
And he was like, no problem.
Of course.
And that today is my Facebook picture. It can't be topped.
That's the greatest.
And he's also wearing a shirt that says, Suck It Hoff.
Hoff?
As in David Hasselhoff.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, he had an anti-David Hasselhoff shirt made
for
the roast.
Yeah.
Who's got that kind of money? I'll tell you who does. Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
That's right. So.
But I'm a huge Hulk Hogan fan, huge wrestling fan. Same kind of thing with baseball, where it's good to know the stars, like Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
You know you're a real fan if you really know the intermediate wrestlers, you know?
Okay.
Like Coco Beware.
Coco Beware is one of your favorites.
One of my favorites, because he was a smaller guy, very agile, did drop kicks, and he came into the ring with birds. He had live birds on his shoulders.
Wow.
Yeah, he was the bird man.
He was the bird man.
Coco Beware.
Coco Beware.
Now,
what did he do with the birds during the fight?
That's a good question.
He had some sort of bird wrangler?
Yeah, and then there was the million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase.
Okay.
He was a bad guy, but I was a big fan of him.
Okay, why?
He just had this character that was, like, just this pompous, like, Donald Trump.
Okay.
He was the million-dollar man.
Oh, was he the million-dollar man?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, nice.
Yeah, the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
Tito Santana was one of my favorites.
Was that WWE?
Yeah, that was WWF then, Worldwide Wrestling Federation.
Okay.
And now it's become Worldwide Entertainment. Or WWE. It's
right, there was a big standoff, and then they joined forces. And
now, speaking of steroids, and the crazy thing is Vince McMahon, the chairman.
Okay.
Same thing when I was a kid, he was involved and just, you know, skinny.
Yeah.
Now you look at him and shriveled races.
Right, dude, you clearly are packing your own lunch.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Wrestling fascinates me because, unfortunately, a lot of the wrestlers don't live very long. You always hear about them dying.
Oh, yeah?
And it's just a really sad
business. Just
because business.
Of the road? Or
well, I think it's steroids, drugs, the road, just being taken advantage of on the business side.
Yeah, I don't think it's... it's got to be one of those things where only, like, 1 or 2% make a real good living.
Yeah, and that's, like, it's just, like, ridiculous. Like,
it's kind of like comedy. And the fact that there's thousands of comics.
And it's a very lonely lifestyle on the road.
Yeah? Did you see The Wrestler?
I have not seen it. I should see it. Mickey Rourke, yeah.
Right, I can't possibly see it because I suspect that's what my life's going to be like when I'm in my 60s, doing stand-up comedy on the road.
But there's there was a story I just read on Huffington Post, which I recommend to all the listeners.
Yes.
About a wrestler, one of my favorites, named Kamala. He was K-A-M-A-L-A.
Okay.
His character was Kamala the Ugandan Giant.
Okay.
Incredibly, like, stereotypically and racial, if you think about it. But he did the part.
He was like, I am going to be
He wore, like, a mask and had this crescent moon on his belly. He was this huge black dude.
Holy shit.
Like, 300-some pounds.
He was just committed to it.
Committed to it and had a spear.
Oh, all right, man.
Yeah. Well, anyways... It was like a where are they now sort of thing.
Yeah.
And he is basically has like no money. He just lost both of his legs because of diabetes.
Okay.
And he just told stories, these stories about when he was wrestling that he admits it that he was an uneducated guy.
Yeah.
He didn't have an agent. There was no union or anything.
Right.
And he was just completely taken care of. I mean, not taken care of.
Taken advantage of
something.
Yeah.
And just like, and he knew that Hogan was making millions.
Right.
He even told the story that he said Hogan was said to him, he's like, I hope you're getting paid because I'm getting paid.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Well, that's, you know, that, and again, whenever wrestling comes up, I genuinely think it's like stand-up. Kathleen Madigan said to me like 7 or 8 years ago, I did, it was maybe 5, I don't know what it was, but I never met her before. I met her doing Last Comic Standing. And after we did the taping, she came up to me and she said, tell me you're making $5,000 a week.
Right.
And I said, no.
Right.
She said, what's happening? And I said, okay, all right. And she's, and I opened for her a couple of times. And she had the best advice, you know, as far as like financial advice and yep. business advice of any comic. And it wasn't all like what I should be getting, but it was how to give back and stuff like that. And you were like, oh, this is the rest of your education about
right.
this job.
Yeah.
And wrestling is like that too, because it's so much theater.
Yeah.
Like that guy who played Drax on Guardians of the Galaxy, that's a wrestler. And that guy, because of wrestling, I think, he has the greatest timing.
Right.
Because you have to have timing. You have to have a big personality. You
right.
have to know how to play to the audience and whatever yeah. that is. He was so funny. Did you see Guardians of the Galaxy?
I have not, but I've heard.
He was hilarious.
Yeah.
And I don't know who that is. I forget that actor's name.
But yeah, I mean, wrestling is just fascinating. He was fascinating as a kid just from an entertainment perspective.
Right.
Like, I remember.
Well, because of the stories? Or?
Yeah, the stories and the characters and kind of the underdog and you just believing in it, you know,
yeah.
like that there's Hulkamania, you know, it's like as a kid, it's like, it's crazy.
It's like the Kiss Army of the 1980s, late 90s.
Yeah, it really is pretty amazing, yeah. But now it's, now I don't really, I mean, I don't watch it anymore, but now
okay.
it's more fascinating of just a business standpoint.
Right.
You know, being the business that we're in, it's just
now
interesting.
Now, what about roller derby and X Games? Do you enjoy either of those two?
Roller derby, I remember vividly as a kid in vacationing in Ocean City, Maryland with my parents.
Yep.
And for whatever reason, like on Saturday mornings there, like it might have been like a local channel or something, but roller derby was on. And that was another kind of like WWE where it was a little fixed.
Oh, right. Oh, because
back in
big
the day.
Personalities.
Yeah, and it was, but I loved it. It was just like,
it's women. Right?
It's women, yeah, and I was just like loving it. I was like, these girls are like beating the crap out of each other.
Right, it's
my mom's like,
skates.
Yeah, my mom's like, you shouldn't be watching this. And my dad's like, let's watch it. But like, yeah, no, I love roller derby.
That's
I don't
awesome.
Know if it's still around. I think it's still around. But,
oh, it's very much
yeah.
still around. I've been trying to get this one woman who does roller derby to come on the show
yeah.
to do the Dark Forest, and she's great, but there's everyone who wants to do it. Like, the problem we had, Andy Lovett,
yeah.
is scheduling. And so I end up just, guests just sort of fall in my lap,
yeah.
and I'm like, well, let's talk about mushrooms.
Yeah, no, there's a, wrestling is, one, like, it's definitely a sport that if it's on, and I consider it a sport, even that it's, you know.
Well, it's super physical.
It's very physical, and yeah, I mean, even that's fixed, these people are still putting their bodies through incredible duress.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's really no sport I won't watch. Bowling. Love bowling. We bowled last night.
Right, you went bowling last night? How'd you do?
I did bad.
Oh, you did? Did
yeah.
you break 100?
No, it was very depressing.
That is bad.
Very depressing.
That
but
is bad.
Not many of us broke 100 either,
oh,
which
fair
was really
enough.
Depressing.
Well, you were hours into the
yeah.
evening by then.
But, yeah, and it, I think the zenith of my sports craziness
yeah.
is this summer, and I realized it. I was just flipping through the channels, and I happened to watch the Little League World Series was on. And I sat there for 3 hours and watched 12-year-olds play baseball on television.
Right. And it was fascinating.
It was fascinating,
said, right?
yeah. I loved it.
Now, why?
But a lot of people could find that incredibly creepy at the same time.
But,
like, I don't drive a blue van or anything.
Exactly. You don't have any sort of ice cream truck.
Right.
It's, what about, so, because they're all, what? How old are they in the Little League World Series?
I think
are they 14?
I think it's anywhere from 11 to 13.
Okay, so little.
Yeah.
Like, just very young.
Yeah.
Like.
And they play in, it's always in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, which is a place that, it was like Disneyland to me as a kid, because I always wanted to somehow get there.
Right.
As a playing Little League. Never happened.
Right, did you play Little League?
I did play Little League, yeah. I was a pitcher.
Oh, nice.
A second baseman. Those were my
two.
So
you were pretty good at it.
I was. I was a much better fielder and pitcher than I was hitter. I wasn't that great of a hitter.
I was the catcher.
Yeah.
We made it to the, we did well.
And I didn't throw fast, but I threw incredibly accurate.
Well, that's good.
So I think the parents liked me to pitch because they would get home faster.
Oh, fair enough.
Because I just threw the ball over the plate.
Right. But, whether it got hit or didn't get hit.
Yeah, so I played Little League for a long time. High school, we had a very good baseball team, so I just wasn't good enough to make it.
Have you ever thought about coaching?
Yes, I would love to. Yeah. My dad coached my team.
Oh, did he?
He's a lawyer, so he named the team Levitt's Defenders. Scales
nice.
Of Justice on the hat. We still have a few hats.
Oh, very
I'll
nice.
Give you a hat.
Excellent. I'll give you a Dork Forest.
But, yeah, so I'd love to coach baseball. Baseball is, like, my passion. I would love to coach it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so.
One day, you will coach. It has been an hour, Andy Levitt.
Wow, that went by super fast.
And it will. It will go by very fast when you talk about you dorkdoms. Hey, thanks for listening, Rangers. Go to livenationcomedy.com, and I think I'm going to post the picture of you and Hulk Hogan as the teaser clip, even if it isn't the teaser clip of the wrestling talk, because it's awesome.
Yeah, and it's just livenation.com.
And it's just livenation.com. And then go to the comedy tab.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
If you want to see, and you should go see Brian Regan or Louis Black or
Joe Rogan. And anybody, everybody.
Rogan.
Kevin James.
Any number of large theater venue dudes.
Yep.
Any ladies? Lisa Lampanelli, I think, right?
Yeah, we do some Lisa dates. Kathleen Madigan.
Said,
yeah.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's neat.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I've weeded up.
Amy Schumer?
Oh, good. Hey, guys. I'm still talking. Let's wrap it up. You've done vital work. Have fun out there. Bye.
My hat. They're dancing around my hat, my hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh, my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?